This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The MBTA has announced its plan to close its huge and growing budget deficit. The Transit Authority has been considering rate increases as high as 40% and the elimination of some inner-city bus routes, ferry service, and weekend commuter rail trains.
Well, after weeks of public hearings, sometimes angry and raucous public hearings, it turns out the final MBTA plan isn't as drastic as it could have been. WBUR's Fred Tice was at the announcement. And Fred, let's start with the fare increases. What's happening there?
The average fare is going to go up by 23% across the board. Now, this is the first fare increase that the T is instituting in 5 years. Bus rates, if you use a Charlie card, it'll go up from $1.25 to $1.50, 25-cent increase. While subway rides, again, if you're using a Charlie card, will go from $1.70 to $2, a 30-cent increase. There are also increases for monthly passes. Ferry trips from the South Shore will now pay for themselves. The riders on those ferries will pay about a 30-35% increase, but that will actually cover the full cost. They will no longer be subsidized, but all the ferries to the South Shore will be preserved. And disabled riders, students, and the elderly all will be paying more.
So an average 23% increase, that's a significant pullback from the 43% increase that the T leadership threatened earlier this year. Are they making up the difference in cuts to service?
No, actually, services are actually going to be cut a lot less than anticipated. There's only four bus routes that are eliminated, including one bus that goes to Jamaica Plain. It's the 48. It gets an average of 10 people on a bus, and so that's one of the reasons that they're cutting that bus. They had threatened to cut 101 bus routes.
Wow, 101 to just four routes cut, so
yeah,
much less drastic.
Exactly. Service on some other bus routes are going to be scaled back. Weekend commuter rail service and weekend ferry service are going to be eliminated on a couple of the lines. The Quincy ferry will be eliminated, and the Greenbush and the Kingston commuter rail will be eliminated on the weekends. But most service is going to go untouched.
Well, we have a cut from Richard Davey, the Secretary of Transportation. Let's listen.
We believe this proposal reflects what our customers told us, which was largely, please do not cut our service as best you can. Raise fares if you need to, but find a way to ensure that our service is preserved.
Okay, so Fred, they've increased some fares, they've cut some bus and ferry routes. Does that make up, does that cover that $161 million projected shortfall?
No, it doesn't. The legislature has to kick in another $51 million. That's why the service cuts are so slight, if you will, compared to what had been threatened. And that $51 million comes from a statewide fund that comes from vehicle inspection fees. The legislature seemed to indicate this morning in a meeting with Richard Davey that it was likely to approve that. But there's some pushback from legislators from beyond the Boston metropolitan area who feel it's unfair that these inspection fees that come from drivers all over the state should subsidize Bostonians.
And Fred, of course, this may solve the T's problem this year, but what about long term?
It doesn't resolve the problem at all. And in fact, because there is this one-time, you know, $51 million injection, plus some more money, about $9 million probably, from leftover money that clean up snow that they didn't have to clean up, it means that there are no more one-time solutions next year. And so the expected deficit next year is $100 million. And Davey says unless he gets help from the legislature, he's going to have to do all that with fare increases and service cuts.
So the fundamental challenge remains. And Fred, finally, what's been the reaction so far from the riders, specifically the T Riders Union, who we know showed up at these hearings and staged protests and were very upset about it? What do we expect to hear from them?
The board is expected to meet next week, and Richard Davey was asked whether the protesters might disrupt the meeting, prevent the board from taking a vote. He said that he's committed to having an open meeting, and he will cross that bridge when he gets to it. But the board does have to vote by April 15th.
And when do these increases go into effect?
July 1st.
All right. Thanks very much. That's WBUR's Fred Tice reporting on today's announcement from the MBTA about planned service cutbacks and fare increases.
Well, coming up, as the Supreme Court has heard arguments about health reform this week, we'll talk with one Beacon Hill lawmaker who's pushing a plan that would do away with health insurance companies in the Bay State entirely. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.